Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Spirited Chat Radio. I'm one of your co-hosts, Tanya Lilo.
And I'm the other co-host, Bill Baker. And good morning, Tanya.
Good morning to you, too. How is life out in Bill's happy home in Colorado?
Well, things are going well out here. We are having nice, we've had a very nice weather pattern here for a week here, as I think you have, too.
More, it's feeling more like June than it is November for sure.
Well, it's good to have that, and that probably will not last.
I know. Normally, we're gonna go back to our normal November weather, but I'm grateful for what we have. So anyway, we're coming off a very crazy week. Good crazy, great energy. So many things have been happening, and basically, for anybody that has either been living under a rock or just, out on a someplace in the middle of nowhere that they haven't been hearing news, we just finished the elections here in the United States. And some of the energy and some of the astrological things that we're going to be talking about have some relevance to that. So, Bill, why don't we just get into that and start figuring out what happened and what is happening now and probably what will be happening, just to keep everybody on board with them.
Okay. I think we should mention here that if you're following our chats here, that last week's chat, we were before the election, so we were still trying to prognosticate what might be happening. So now that the election has occurred and we now have a new president-elect, there are a number of things that we can kind of tie together with what is happening and what has happened perhaps here in terms of planetary energies.
Yeah.
Kind of to get into that, I'm going to talk a little bit about the chart for the United States that we use. It's commonly called the Sibley chart because a man named Sibley decided that the timing of the chart tipped when the Declaration of Independence was declared. And just there was a kind of a confirmation that this is a very effective chart. When the 9/11 event happened, there were two planets lined up on the ascendant descendant of the United States chart that said, oh, well, this is it. You know, this is what's happening. So anyhow, what's been happening all year is the three major planets, Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn, have been hanging out together, all in the sign of Capricorn. And this has been a very significant collection here because the Capricorn energy is ruled by the planet Saturn. So Saturn has been in his own domain. And the Capricorn energy deals with governments and institutions.
Mm-hmm.
So that has obviously been the focus of what's really going on this year here, especially in the United States.
Yes, yeah, that's very relevant, mm-hmm. Very accurate. Yeah.
And then Pluto is very relevant because Pluto is also in the sign of Capricorn, and the natal Pluto for the United States chart is also in Capricorn. We aren't quite exact on that yet, but we are in orb, as they say. So, you know, the role of Pluto is the transformer. Now, Pluto yes. wants to look into the underworld and find what is not real or not true and expose it and transform it into the phoenix rising from the ashes.
So, wow, that pretty much sums up what just happened, didn't it?
Well, it really kind of does. And there's more to that here that I want to bring out here. But what we've been seeing all year here is that trying to root out the truth. And we've had, you know, so much of non-truths being exposed out there, and also non-truths trying to be presented as truths. That is because Pluto transiting has been in an opposition to the natal Mercury in the US chart. What we astrologers have been saying about that is that you can't believe anything you are seeing, hearing, reading. It's just that kind of year. It's really asking us on a personal level to check into our own intuition and our own heart and our own belief system, and try to get clear on what is actually happening, because we will have a tendency, always, this is human nature, to align with what our belief system is and find things that confirm that.
Yes, absolutely. And that goes back to what we had talked about briefly last week was go back and check into the unseen. Was that the full moon in Taurus about the unseen?
Yes, because the unseen is the underworld, the
Yeah.
underground, and Pluto is the ruler of the underworld.
Yeah.
In the ancient gods, Pluto was Hades.
Yeah, that's right. That's
And
right.
so it was all about that which in our modern world, we look at that psychologically as our unconscious. And Pluto has a way, when there's a Pluto transit or a major planet in our personal charts, we will go through some kind of upheaval that reveals to us where we have been unconscious,
Yes.
and where that has been affecting or maybe even controlling our life without us being aware of it.
Which is what I was going through last week for those people that had heard about a lot of my empathic nature being sucked in with everybody else's negative energy and me really not aware of that. And it really was taking an emotional toll on me for a while. By the way, I'm feeling much better. There was a big release. There's already the start of healing has begun. So, but I do feel that collective release, that collective sigh, that just that knowing that, I think we're back on track, that things may be okay. And that's what you're getting into. I know you're getting ready to talk about that.
Well, and what was going on for you that we tried to kind of bring up out of the depths there, to bring it into awareness. This is what's happening, and now we've got to figure out what to do about it,
Yeah.
which is to go into our objective side and observe. But in a way, that is going on for the whole country.
Yes.
And of course, there will only be some people that will recognize that, but it's a very real thing. What I do want to focus on here today, though, is what is happening with these three planets. Pluto moves very, very slowly, so it's been hanging out on the 22nd degree of Capricorn now for a couple months here, and on the Jupiter. Moves, of course, very fast. Jupiter, goes around the zodiac every 12 years. So it's in a sign, about one sign a year. And
Okay.
so it has been retrograde for several months, and then it went back direct. As it went retrograde, it went over Pluto retrograde, and then is went. When it went direct, it is now passing over Pluto on the upswing. And so a little bit about Jupiter's qualities here. Jupiter and Saturn kind of work as a pair, where Jupiter is the energy of expansion, and that we have to move forward as life goes, so we all grow up, we age and everything, but as we do things, there's an expansionary energy. That's Jupiter.
Okay.
Saturn is its polarity, you might say, because Saturn is the energy that says, well, wait a minute, you're getting way ahead of yourself. I was reading something this morning about somebody being in over their head. Well, that's the Jupiter energy when it's unchecked. And
Okay.
Saturn works as the check on that exuberant energy of Jupiter. Jupiter rules the sign of Sagittarius. And those listening here, if you happen to be a Sagittarius or you know some Sagittarian people, you can often see how that exuberance can take somebody in over their head.
Yes, and I know who you're talking about. Yes.
So what we have going on here then is for most of this year, Saturn has been coupling up very tightly with Pluto. And in fact, in January, they came together in the sign of Capricorn. And that is the first time that they have come together in Capricorn since the days of Martin Luther.
Oh, wow.
And okay. And the I think that's in 1200s or the 1500s, around 1500 something, I think.
Yeah.
So anyhow, you know, that was a major time because Martin Luther, you know, separated out from the Catholic Church, which yes. had the position of being the power structure that was in charge.
Right.
And Martin Luther says, well, no, we're not going to live by that any longer. So I make that point because it's significant now, because this year with all the Pluto energy in the United States here going on, see, there's a power structure being challenged.
And that's the institution that you're talking about.
The institutions are being challenged.
Yes.
I always like to say it, that the institutions are being challenged by Pluto in Capricorn to determine whether they are actually doing for us what we give them the power to do.
Wow, yes.
Because the people create the institutions, and then we turn our power over to the institution to do for us. So that's the big question. Mm-hmm. You know, is the Senate doing for us what we elected to do? What and the House and then all the institutions? You know, so what's been going on this year, big time, is challenges like to our education system, and then in March we have Jupiter and Pluto come together, and many astrologers are calling that the coronavirus pairing. They basically represent the coronavirus.
Okay.
So there's expansion with Jupiter to Pluto's tearing down things.
Mm-hmm.
And Pluto rules the underworld, the unseen. And so we have a virus here that is unseen.
Right.
Can't be, you know, really difficult to identify. We know it by what it does, but we cannot identify it visually.
Yes, that's correct.
So what's going on significantly now is Jupiter is back in that conjunction going over Pluto, and what is happening on the coronavirus? It's spiking like crazy
right.
all around the country. So that expansionary energy. So on the other level, then we have the Jupiter playing with Pluto here in terms of the power structure of the United States as represented by the presidency.
Okay.
The election that we have just gone through. And I've been trying as an astrologer to figure out what this Jupiter-Pluto conjunction is saying about that. And what I've come to realize is that, you know, Jupiter is the good guy. And I like to call Jupiter Santa Claus.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's the good guy. He's the big rotund guy, you know, that brings gifts.
Jolly fat man.
Yes, the jolly. Yes. So, and that jolliness is there. Yeah. So what we now can see that has happened here is Jupiter is bringing that relief that you, Tanya, have experienced
yes.
in your sense of what is happening mm-hmm. as we have a new presidential president-elect here disclosed that is showing us in many ways what we really want out of our president. And that's been so clouded for the past 4 years. And so I'm going to credit that with Jupiter coming over. And so the Santa Claus time here is, I mean, he's a little early this year, but thank goodness for that.
It will take it. It's all good.
And so the whole country can kind of take a sigh of relief, except for those who don't want to go with that. But that's, you know, everybody has their own place. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, that's kind of one of the astrologers I follow said to pay attention to the 12th of November, because the exhaustion that many of us have been experiencing will go away.
That's good to know. And that is a huge relief. And just in the last couple of days, that's what I keep hearing. And I keep reading, I follow social media. The word exhale has been thrown around a lot. The word relief has been thrown around a lot. The word calm presence has been, you know, coming up. And I really do myself feel that as well. And one of the things, another thing I'm just going to toss out here too, because you and I had discussed this. When you were talking about Jupiter as the planet of expansion, I remember you said that that's also associated with endings, because remember that was Jupiter would have been the final planet that people were
You've gotten confused there. I was talking about Saturn being the planet of endings.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. But again, Saturn with the planet of endings, and that also bodes well with what is just happening now with the ending of one administration and the beginning of another, correct?
Well, yes. And that has some timing things here, because you know, as I mentioned earlier, Saturn and Pluto were interacting here with each other all year. And those are the two power planets. So they've been, you know, there's been this thing, power, you know, plays going back and forth. And who's got the power? You know, it's kind of like tossing the ball back and forth. So what's going to happen here is Saturn is moving forward, and Jupiter is going to catch up with Saturn, and they will come together at the winter solstice and move into the sign of Aquarius. So we will be done with this expansion contraction energy in Capricorn.
Okay.
So in later shows, we'll talk more about that in detail, but that's a big deal. But what's going to happen first is what is happening right now as we are speaking, is the Jupiter tightly conjuncting Pluto and then moving on past.
Okay.
And this is all changing the dynamic. I mean, we felt it as soon as Biden was pronounced the new
president-elect. Yeah,
and so there's a jubilance kind of going on. You know, they were showing on the news last night all the parties going on in the cities. You know, people out and of course the good weather was promoting that. But anyhow, so now then we will have Jupiter moving on toward its connection with Saturn, which is going to be presenting a new paradigm, is what many are calling it, in December. In the meantime here, all of this is happening in the United States chart in the second house. Then the second house...
Remind me what that is.
Yes, the second house has to do with our values.
Wow, that's significant.
So it's kind of neat here how that's playing out when we look at the Jupiter expansion going through the second house here of the United States values. And we have a new president-elect who is really, in many ways, bringing us back to, for many of us, you know, that, these are the values that we want to and have been as a country, and we do not want to lose those.
Absolutely. And again, I feel it. What I've missed and what I think others may have missed is that value of kindness, that value of inclusion. The United States was based on having people from other lands come here and settle because of their religious freedoms and other things and the opportunities. And that seems like that door had gotten shut for the past couple years, that people didn't feel welcome and they weren't really made welcome here. But now, with that opening back up, this is who we are. We were settled on the premise of love and kindness and inclusion and opportunity. And I do feel that, those really were and are some of those values of the United States and who we are. And that's nice that those are going to be expressed again.
And there's a tie here again to Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter all working together here around the process. As I mentioned, Pluto's role is to often destroy or at least break down to the essence and to, it's the Lord of the underworld. So it digs in to what is hidden and exposes it. So what we have had going on, from my opinion here, this year, is that breaking down and exposing things going on in our governmental world, to wake us up to realize that we are in the process here of losing sight of our values. And so that's the exposure that we can attribute to Pluto, joining up with Jupiter, to get that. First, we have to go and dig down into it to where it becomes really miserable, and then Jupiter can come in and show us the way out.
I feel that. I see that happening now, and that's not a bad place to be. There's a lot of times that, when people are experiencing change in their life, we've said this before, and I know many of our listeners have experienced this themselves. Change is messy. It's not necessarily a pretty thing. And there's a lot of truths that have to be come to light that needs to be brought to the surface and realizations that have to occur. And there's some realizations that maybe many of us have confronted, maybe on a personal level, that may not have been what we wanted to hear or what we wanted to believe about ourselves. I mean, there were a lot of people that were really called out on a lot of things, and myself included. And that's when you get to look at things and ask that question, is this really who I want to be? Is this serving my highest good? Am I serving everyone else's highest good because of it? And if we're not, then that's when the change comes. And that's where we can say, you know what? I don't like this and I need to change. And how can I make this better for myself and for everybody else? And I see that happening and I feel that with myself as well.
Well, and I think the obvious place where that has been exposed this year is in the racial divide that
Absolutely.
the United States ideal that we all thought was going on is not what's happening.
Exactly.
And Pluto, see, is the one who exposes that.
Yeah.
And I
And
think
it's a surprise. I mean, it's come as a surprise to a lot of people, but again, the fact that it has been brought to the surface and now we can ask that question, how do we fix this? How do we make this better? What do we need to do? Who do we need to listen to? How do we pay better attention to this? How do we be better? How do we become better?
yes, and also how do we get back into living the ideals that we thought we were?
Big time for healing, Bill. This is a really big time for healing on so many levels, on so many levels.
On so many levels, and in one of our future talks, we can talk a little bit about that astrologically, because Healing has to do with Neptune, and Neptune is playing a pretty active role here too, which we haven't discussed.
Okay.
But I won't get into that today. But that's about what I have to offer on that at this point.
So we're talking about transformation, which is, it has played out in very, very obvious terms the past couple of days, and everybody has been thinking about it, and some looking forward to it, others possibly not so much, but it is what it is right now, and we are in a big state of transformation right now. And as you said, coming up here in a few months, we are going to be looking at a new paradigm change. And I think that has already shifted. I feel that energy. That shift has already started, Bill.
I believe you're right on that, and I'm thinking that one of the things that's been playing out here over the last week or so is the question, of whether the United States was going to be able to maintain being a democracy has been a big concern, and what is playing out here. Is that we are finding that yes, the process works. The election isn't being camouflaged. It's not going any particular person's way because they're directing it. No, it's working because people vote and the votes get counted.
Right. Oh, but look at the numbers. I mean, just the sheer numbers of people that actually voted. All the records have been broken. More people than in the history of time have come out and voted for the first time forever. The largest number of people voting ever in the United States occurred this week, period. I mean, the numbers were there. And that does say a lot to the people that do still hold their values close to them, and that they believe, like you said, in that process, and they spoke, they used their voice. And I think that's another big thing. People really are realizing that their voice matters because their vote matters. And for those that weren't happy with the way things were, they were able to do exactly what our right has been given to us, that we can make a difference and we could change things if we need to and want to.
Yes, the notion that we have to work together here is certainly played out, and I do just think that the process that we've been going through this year is actually kind of coming to its fruition here in the sense that we now recognize what we need to be doing.
Right. Yeah.
I think that that's a good place for us to close up this
Wrap up.
conversation today, and in the next conversation we'll take that on to something further. There's a lot more yet happening this year before it's done.
Yeah. Well, I think this was really good. And again, I'm still just always so fascinated with how whatever is happening here on planet Earth is being reflected in the stars as you are guiding us and showing us and deciphering, I guess is the word I'm looking for. And it to me it just is fascinating as all get out. So I always appreciate, your interpretation of things, Bill. This is really just so wonderful.
Well, that's good to hear, and it's kind of what I do.
And to find out more about what Bill does, you can visit our website, which is spiritedchatradio.com, or you can find us on the Facebook page. For those people that do want to find out more about Bill and his astrological readings, which I highly recommend, and we have holiday season quickly approaching, they would make wonderful gifts for somebody in your life, including yourself. Check us out again, spiritedchatradio.com. Like us, share us, drop us a line if you'd like, and be sure to check us out. We will be here again next week. Again, thank you, KUOS-FM Sedona, for hosting us. We appreciate you. And thank you again for all our listeners. We love you. We're so happy you shared your time with us. We know that it's precious and we appreciate you. And we want you to just have fun, stay safe, be well, and namaste.
Namaste.